This is Akashvani, the news read by Aditi Lumba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated, laid the foundation and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth over 58,000 crore rupees in Amravati, the greenfield capital city of Andhra Pradesh, yesterday. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said these projects form a strong foundation for Andhra Pradesh's aspirations and Viksit Bharat's hopes.
Ek naya Amravati, ek naya Andhra. Amravati wo dharti hai jahan parampara aur pragati dono saath chalte hain, jahan bauddha virasat ki shanti bhi hai aur Viksit Bharat ke nirman ki urja bhi hai.
Earlier, Prime Minister Modi dedicated to the nation the Vizhinjam International Deepwater Multipurpose Seaport, which is the country's first semi-automated port. Addressing the event, the Prime Minister said it is a significant step forward in the development of India's maritime infrastructure. He said the Vizhinjam port is a great model of new age development and will bring great economic stability and benefits to the country and to Kerala. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks with President of Angola, João Manuel Gonçalves Lourenço, in New Delhi today. Several MOUs are expected to be signed following the talks. President Lourenço will be accorded a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan today. He will hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu, who will host a banquet in honour of the visiting dignitary. President of Angola is on a three-day state visit to India. The WAVES declaration was adopted during the Global Media Dialogue in Mumbai yesterday. The member nations agreed to prevent the spread of misinformation and promote media integrity, fact-based journalism and responsible advertising. They also agreed to support content that respects human rights and cultural sensitivities while fostering cross-border collaborations to deepen shared understanding. Meanwhile, the Create in India Challenge CIC Season 1 concluded at the summit yesterday. The winners of 32 distinct challenges under the CIC were honoured at the summit, spanning every domain of the media and entertainment industry. Talking to media on the sidelines of Create an India Challenge, Mr. Vaishnav Saw said that the WAVES has provided an opportunity to young creators to showcase their talent. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla held a meeting with a Japanese parliamentary delegation led by the Speaker of the House of Representatives of Japan, Nukago Fukushiro, in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, Mr. Birla emphasized on a collective and resolute response to effectively combat terrorism and uphold the values that define democratic societies. Mr. Fukushiro strongly condemned the terrorist attack in Pahalgam and reaffirmed Japan's steadfast support for India's fight against terrorism. India and Denmark have signed a renewed Memorandum of Understanding to strengthen energy cooperation. The MOU will support India's ambitious target of achieving net zero emissions by 2070. It aims to foster knowledge exchange and technological collaboration between the two countries, particularly in the area of clean and sustainable energy solutions. Power, Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal said that the renewed energy cooperation expresses the mutual commitment of India and Denmark to foster sustainable development. India's total exports have touched an all-time high of $824.9 billion in the financial year 24-25, as per the latest data released by the Reserve Bank of India, which includes the services trade for March 2025. This marks a growth of 6.01% over the previous year's export figure of $778.1 billion. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms, lightning, hailstorms and gusty winds over east and central India till 6th of May. Rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm or dust storm is likely to continue over northwest India till 7th of May. In IPL cricket, host Gujarat Titans defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 38 runs last night. Chasing 225 runs for victory, Sunrisers Hyderabad could only score 186 for 6 in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.